When I say Alice in Wonderland, what image immediately pops into your mind? If you'd been a lawyer for Walt Disney Studios back in the early 1950s, you wouldn't have stopped long to ponder the answer to that question. That's because at Disney, everyone knew that the Disney version of Alice in Wonderland was pretty much the only answer. You know the one, the sweet blonde-haired, blue-dressed, white-aproned Alice, the grinning purple-striped Cheshire Cat, and the linebacker-like Queen of Hearts. The once solely textual Alice in Wonderland, Disney lawyers argued, had magically become the Disney version of Alice in Wonderland in our collective consciousness. Lewis Carroll? By that time, his work had become a part of the public domain, and his words, quite frankly, Disney believed, didn't hold a candle to the blonde cartoon girl. Disney's vision had become America's vision. Disney lawyers had gotten involved because at just about the time that Disney was about to release its cartoon version of the Lewis Carroll classic, and after it had spent much money on both the making and the marketing of its film, another film company announced that it, too, was about to release a version of Alice in Wonderland. The second film, as Disney would surely prefer it to be called, featured puppets and a human being who played Alice. It was a French production that also began with a live performance. When the French film dared to announce that it would open in a New York City theater just about the same time as the Disney version, Disney lawyers became as mad as hatters. By this I mean mad as in angry. Disney immediately filed a lawsuit to stop the showing of the second movie. Disney had spent a lot of money to make sure its cartoon was a success after all, and it didn't want some French film riding on its coattails. Alice in Wonderland now had a secondary meaning in the United States, Disney argued, because of Disney's strong marketing plan. Disney was merely protecting its own Alice, or better put, the only Alice, as would McDonald's protect Ronald McDonald, or so the argument went. But by mad as hatters, I also mean mad as in, not thinking straight. The courts didn't appreciate Disney's attempt at shutdown. Lewis Carroll's work was in the public domain, a lower court reasoned, so all could make their very own versions of Alice in Wonderland, and it would be stifling creativity to stop them. Imagine Shakespeare, one court hinted, with only one interpretation, the one backed by the most bucks. So no, the courts decided, Disney couldn't put a halt to rival productions of Alice. When I say Alice in Wonderland, what pops into your mind immediately? Today it could well be the Tim Burton film. And while that may signal a new Alice consciousness in the United States, that would be perfectly fine with the folks at Disney. Not because it's had a change of heart legally, necessarily, but because Tim Burton's film is a Disney production. I'm Amy Guida.